Anthony, if a woman wants to put herself out there as a sexual object, good for her. What do you say?
Well, good morning, Katie. I think quite clearly what we're debating is the theoretical world as we would like it and the real world. Nobody can say that other than the perpetrator of a crime, they are responsible for that and they should take the responsibility, i.e. if it's a man raping a woman or assaulting her, that's the man's fault. But at the end of the day, my daughter and most of the young women I know, when they're on the night bus or the bus train home, always dress down, cover themselves up, don't look at people directly and so on. Because in the real world, you have to be more careful. You can't just do what you want to do.
Can you just reiterate that point for me a moment? They dress down and they keep their eyes. They don't look at anybody directly.
They don't look directly at men. They avoid eye contact. The minute you make eye contact, they tell me you're in trouble. And the best way is to hold a newspaper up in front of you so that people can't really see your face at all.
This is your daughter you're talking about here, isn't it?
Not just my daughter. The staff, the young girls who work for me, all tell me the same. That on the late-night buses in London and the tubes, it's much safer, and they try and get in compartments where there are several people. Now, in theory, that shouldn't be necessary, but in the real world, it's obviously practical. And your own news just now said, don't take valuables to Notting Hill Carnival.
Yeah,
you have that restriction.
No, I agree.
In the real world,
Anthony, I'm just struggling a bit, if I'm honest, and I love the fact that you've said it. So, and I get that it's a completely true story. I suppose inside the angry animal inside of me, the wee beastie, the fact that I would have to divert my eyes not to be attacked, suddenly I'm kind of going, ah, because I would not want that for your daughter and her friends. I would want to sit with them and I would want them to stare down these men and I would want to be right behind them and say, no, step away from these girls. They are good. They are fine. You are not to violate them. They can look where the hell they like. I'm just scared we're going into a culture where we have to put women in burqas.